Hi, this is Leo Laporte. Whenever I'm on the internet, I listen to the Linux Link Tech Show.
The Linux Link Tech Show. The Linux Link Tech Show is on. Your link to the latest in GNU Linux and technology. An hour of insightful guests, tech info, and playful banter. Free software, free speech, open source, open mics. Live from the Linux Link Tech Show studio, here are your hosts, Dan, Alan, Pat, and Link. Link it up. Link it up. And take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Yeah. Are you going to play five more promos like you did last
time?
More. Or is this it?
Smartass?
La, 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 la.
We're in a very singing mood tonight. I don't know why. Although, sadly, it's mostly been show tunes.
And our version of show tunes is something
it's
else.
Really, really bad.
Something to behold. I'll
and we
you.
Never did sound checks with Pat, so he could be... Sounding awful. That's normal.
And there's Pat for you. How you doing, Pat?
Oh, I'm great, guys. Glad to be back here. Everybody's here tonight. Been a long time.
Yeah. It actually has been a good couple of weeks since we've all been in here in Studio B together.
Our 8x8 confines.
Yeah. And so, I'll tell you what, you know, I did enjoy like hanging out and doing most of the show from my house last week, but the Slurpee lady just did not come by. I kept waiting and waiting.
And no
she
Slurpees.
She wasn't there. No Slurpees.
And we had that 15-minute episode.
They are on order, though.
15 minutes of fun with Dan.
What's on order?
Dan, do you want to explain what the heck
Slurpees.
Happened last week?
We explained what happened on air. Didn't we?
I thought we did.
Did you?
I said I was playing around with the background changer. I closed it, started it back up again, and it locked up.
Wah, 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 wah.
Killed my desktop, and somehow the connection with the asterisk remained. And it was mucking up the asterisk audio. So when I came back in, there was like a, I don't know, some kind of dual connection. So I just killed the asterisk and started back up again. Now, of course, all that took about 15, 20 minutes until we figured it all out. But
it started to... It took Pat and I about 10 minutes to figure out you weren't on either, so.
The asterisk server kept going, man.
We had
no
asterisk
problems.
Kept going and going. We had
well,
a nice little
the
conversation while you guys were over here
though,
freaking
too.
Out, I'm sure.
That shit happens.
Only Dan was freaking out. I was laughing.
From one disaster to the next, this week's disaster. What happened this week?
Nothing now. Show's going fine.
What's that box sitting on your desk with the wires hanging out?
The dog pissed on the DSL modem last night.
And that's Link's old DSL modem sitting there?
Yep.
The one underneath the table that's actually working? Yeah.
Yeah. Although you can't wait to like return that with a piss on it as well, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I am so... Things just worked out... You know, for that kind of problem, things worked out really good yesterday because I just upgraded from DSL to cable modem, which I'm getting for like the same price, only it's five or six times faster. Go figure, right?
What are you paying a month?
It was $41 or $42 a month.
Yeah, because you got to it's like 30,
seven. Yeah,
it's
seven.
Like
$35
for the cable modem, uh-huh. Like $5 to rent it, and then you got to have basic.
No. I don't pay for the cable because I have my own cable modem. I had a buddy of mine. I was going to do that too.
Okay.
But I had a buddy of mine who just switched from because he moved. He switched from two-way cable modem to DSL because they don't have two-way cable in his area.
Okay.
So he just gave me his cable modem, which is like, you know,
what
four
kind
or
of
five months old
Motorola?
Or something. I have no free. It's some off. Main brand, I don't know, but it's only 3 or 4 months old, I figure. He just gave it to me because he can't use it anymore, and so when the cable guy came to install stuff yesterday, I told him that I want to use my modem, which of course they balked at, but they did it anyway, and then, you know, I'm up and running. I didn't even have to spend the $50 on a cable modem.
To hell with them.
Yeah, to hell with them.
So you're styling now with your cable connection.
Yeah, I styled my cable connection and got everything running and was all happy and shit with it. And then Dan calls me up and go, you know, with his voice quivering, Link, 11:30 at night. Link, I don't know what to do, man.
Dan speaks his mind.
What's your problem, Dan?
Oh, the server's down. My wife says she can't get out. The dog pissed on the modem. I said, well, what? The dog pissed on the modem.
So, yeah, it was a damn good thing that I just got done with that. Because, like, what one was the earliest you can get a replacement for that, Dan? Tomorrow or something?
Yeah.
So there would be a rough show tonight. Well, it wouldn't be bad. We'd just do it over at my house. But Dan, the man that he is, runs the Linux Link, the LinuxLink.net, which is my main mail server, too. And a number of other people, by the way. So, you know, that would have just been a sucky thing to go without my mail for a couple of days, and I'm glad that I happened to have a spare.
You were going through shakes there for a while?
I was going through shakes just waiting the 2 hours, you know, for him to get over to my house and pick the modem up and get it working again.
Well, I'm glad you guys got it going.
Yeah.
Good news. So how's the cable modem working with the your VoIP?
Well, I'm still waiting to get an adapter, a SIP adapter, that I can try and use with the damn thing. But with the X10X Lite client, it works wonderful. No problems whatsoever.
You do any BitTorrent while you're talking?
No, I haven't. Just like the normal stuff. You read my email, surf the web a little bit. My wife is on her computer at the same time. And, you know, it goes right along. Supposedly, their recommendation is that you allocate like 64K or something like that for your call while you're calling on the voice over IP, and 64K out of 7 down and 800K up is really not a problem. 64K out of the.
What, 6 or 7 megs that you're getting.
No, it's 64K out of the 128K up I used to have on DSL. Now, that was something else. Is it all done?
No, I can't read it.
You can't read it?
I can read it in here, but I think I might have hosed the DVD drive.
I think you probably did, too. Can't you take it in there and transfer it over or something? Talking about that.
I don't want to do that while I'm doing a recording.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Yes, OGS. Ooh, maybe we can get Alan to read it and copy it to your directory on a server.
I don't want to mess with the bandwidth.
Yeah,
I'll just get it later.
Okay.
You don't want to do an oil change when you're going down the highway doing 70.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Anyway.
Oil change.
No. Anyway, it works really good, and the only thing that I was really pissed off about is that, of course, Pat and Alan had to fucking one up me and go get their.
Touché, my friend.
Yeah,
touché.
They had to go get their adapters and get all their stuff hooked up before I did. Bastards.
Well, I only happened to find that. Hold on a second here. While I do the reach here to get to the
reach around.
Yeah. I happened to find that site on the. I forget where I found it. I think a hack. The Hackaday site had something on that one. And, of course, it was, you know, I think the sale stopped on Saturday. I found this out Friday night. So Saturday morning I ran around trying to find that Linksys PAP2.
Because the deal that you got, Alan, what was it? It was $50?
There was two of them attached. It was $50 rebate on it, or you can get $75 back if you signed up with Vonage.
That's what I did, because they didn't have the $50 one.
What the F, man? Look at that. It's not the DCD-ROM. It's not the DVD drive.
Warning.
I can play the
this
DVD.
Motion picture contains.
There's got to be. It might not be able to read DVD-Rs. That would make
really?
Sense.
Really? Doesn't make
would,
a difference.
It shouldn't, because
it's
I can record.
Can you read it in your drive, Alan?
I can read it in the drive here, but it won't let me read it in the drive there.
What kind of drive is it?
It's an old compact.
Maybe that's the problem. Okay. A lot of times, like the older DVD drives, they don't read the burned disc sometimes.
Isn't that just what I just said? Basically. And you shook your head no.
Well, we'll see. I'm copying it now, so we'll see whether or not it copies. But it was a $50 rebate on it. So effectively, the thing was free.
Yes.
So now what we're talking about here was you got the Linksys PAP2, right?
Yes.
which is hard coded for Vonage's access. Only you followed the directions on the net, and there was
a couple of bin files which reflash that.
Right, you reflash it and hacked it so you can use it with any service provider, and you using it with Broad Voice, right?
With Broad Voice, yeah. I opened up an account Saturday
night.
Now
Pat got the thing. Did you unlock it, Pat, or did you just leave it and you're using it with Vonage for a while?
Well, I got the deal where it was $60 to purchase, right? And I got the $75 deal. The thing with the $75 deal is they give you a Visa card with $75 credit. So it's a gift card, basically, they give you. You have to have the service for 2 months. So basically, the base package with Vonage is $15 a month, and then they give you 500 minutes in North America. And so basically, you're paying $60 for the converter box, and in 2 months at $15 a clip, that's $30. So you're paying $90 and you get back $75. So for $15, you're getting the hardware for free, and you're getting 2 months of service.
But the one thing you have to watch, though, on it, and I was reading, if you go to that one page off of mine, I got to dig it up. I don't have it up ready for us now on it, but there's a forum running on it where people are talking about this on it, and it seems that, I guess, Vonage has caught on to this, that people are doing this for free and changing stuff over. And what they do is when yours talks to Vonage now, it's going to upgrade its flash.
It's going to upgrade your firmware so that it doesn't work.
There's a workaround for it, but it's a little involved. It requires reading back in like this XML, this encrypted XML file that you've got to get off of it. So you may or may not be able to easily unlock that as I did.
So you might want to unlock it now.
Yes.
Even though you're still using it with Vonage.
Yeah.
You still can
and that
use
way
it
you can
Vonage.
Switch it later, right?
Yeah. From what I read on the forums there, on it, that when it starts talking to Vonage, they upgrade it to a version that doesn't accept the flash.
Well, the Vonage, it actually sounds pretty good. I made some calls when I hooked it up, and the quality was excellent, I thought. And I took a look at their plans. Their basic plan is $15, 500 minutes North America. And then they have a more expensive plan, which is $25. And that's like unlimited North America and most of Europe. And but they seem to charge more for a lot of the add-on stuff. For instance, if you want to use a soft phone, they charge you an extra $5 a month to use a soft phone.
Yeah, because they have to give you the information on how to configure it, and they don't want to do
please.
That.
Please.
The workaround to
please.
Get you, the workaround for this whole thing, though, on is Linksys sells the same PAP2. I think it's the PAP2-NG or NA on it, which is unlocked, and you can use it on any service. I don't know how much it is, or you know. I know you can't
it.
Buy.
I gotta
sample.
Look for that now.
It's probably more money.
Yeah, well, Linksys, what it was something PAP something.
PAP two, and I think it's NA or NG. I'm not sure which one it is, but that's the unlocked version of the same thing. So that will save you a whole lot of headaches.
I'm gonna try to hack that this weekend.
Yeah. But here's what I wanted to know, like, because I know that you applied to hack and you're using it with Broad Voice, Alan.
Yeah, which is actually very good.
I want to know how hard it was to set up, number one, and how hard was it to set up and get going that way, and what's the voice quality like once you're set up and going?
Well, the quality, I can't tell any difference from a regular phone on it, although the phone I picked up, I found out I didn't have an extra phone to put on this to play around with, so I ran down to Walmart and picked up the $5 Telefono Elegante.
That's what I was using.
which I mean, it weighs like 2 ounces, so like picking up the phone and, you know, the base comes along with it. It doesn't even stretch out the cord.
I got the $6 Radio Shack Special.
And, you know, this thing has the most wimpiest ring. I can't change it. It's just like, it sounds like a little tea kettle going off. It's really pussy sounding. But I got to get a new one.
The quality is as good as a phone, I think.
Well, yeah, the phone is okay. I used the second link that's off of my page there was a setup program. You feed it in all your information and tell it ATA you want to use, right. What company you want to go off of, and it will give you a list of all the things you have to change, which made it a whole lot easier for me when I finally did go in and do it.
Now, didn't you have to, like, install a TFTP server or some shit to get...
Well, yeah, there was ways around that one, and I realized I did it the hard way. Luckily, I was fixing my sister's computer for the umpteenth time on it, so I was following the instructions exactly, so I installed a Windows TFTP server on it, which, which was really hard.
It's just a bad thing right there.
Yeah, it was a bad thing.
You suck.
I know, because about 10 minutes after I got it all installed, I read a little farther down on the forum on it, and there was all the instructions I needed for doing it and all the other in Linux. The guy had a way to do it in OX.
PSD.
And it was like I just didn't read far enough. But it actually, once I figured that one out, which is the first program I ever installed in Windows that didn't reboot the computer, but actually needed to reboot the computer in order to use it. So that threw me for a little bit. But
because we love Windows.
Yeah, Tux 1313. It's volox.com/pap2config.php, and that will give you feed in all your information, and that will give you a list of what you need to change in the PAP2 to get it to work. And they can do it for a whole bunch of. They do it from a whole bunch of different sites, or not sites, but different companies.
Providers,
yeah.
Cool. Because the supports go for about anywhere between $80 and $100 if you look around. What kind of converter box you get, Link?
Dude.
You don't know?
Wait a minute, I'll tell you. It's in my email. Don't you hate it when you just like, you know? I bought this thing from a buddy of mine who had some, and
the thing with
it's
the
from
thing
Georgia,
and the thing.
I've been waiting all week.
Georgia.
I've been waiting almost 2 weeks now to get the thing, and I still don't have it, and it's just killing me because I want to get rid of my POTS service. That's POTS, POTS, as in plain old telephone service, not pot as in my marijuana dealer. I want to keep him.
Because, yeah, you don't want to get rid of him.
No, I want to get rid of my
Maybe
plain old telephone
can't
service.
Remember.
Yeah, it could be. I want to get rid of my plain old telephone service because, you know,
too much of that,
first of all, it's like Verizon, right? And I think, in my opinion, that they charge a horrendous amount of money for nothing. And the prices keep going up. Like, they always find some new fee they got to tack on and all this other crap. And so... Okay, it's a MTA-102. That's what it is.
Well, as long as it works.
We don't know that yet.
We'll find out.
MTA-102. Yeah, we're going to find out. As soon as I get one, I will let you all know.
Voice over IP fun. I see Dan working over here. Dan, what are you doing? You doing something in GIMP?
Just playing around with the GIMP while Link's talking.
What are you doing? Some special effects?
I'm making lightning bolts.
Lightning bolts. That's what it looks like.
Fun stuff.
Speaking of the GIMP, do you have those old pictures that you did for the T-shirts way back when?
Yeah.
You got to give those to me. I'm going to put those on the DVD. And speaking of the DVD, we're actually videotaping this right now. So most of it's Alan's back.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have the camera in the long corner.
Particularly the back of his head. Oh, yeah.
That's because I showed up kind of late.
You can see my handprint on his hair when he leaves.
Ow! Ow. Dan's in rare form tonight.
It's
been one of those weeks, huh?
But no, listen, public service announcement time, right? To all of those people, those of you who have asked us for a DVD with the Tech Show files on it, or CDs with the Tech Show files on it, they will be available, and the CDs are available now, Pat?
The MP3s are ready go. The OGs will be ready very shortly.
They are available now, or will be right
along. And we've decided
right
on
along.
The price of?
We decided on a price of $10.
So for $10, you get both volumes of the CDs.
Right, you get both volumes of the CDs, or, MP3 or OGG.
Or
one DVD with everything.
Everything. And when we say everything, we mean everything.
Everything, right.
There's the audio files, the chat log files.
That, of course, includes,
pictures.
You know, our costs for making it and, media costs and the little bubble wrap folder things that you got to buy to send them through the mail so they don't get crushed.
Well, the biggest portion of that is going to be we're going to be shipping it today. Right?
Yeah, we're going to send a priority mail, which is like 2 or 3 day USPS.
That's usually $3 or $4.
Yeah, it's like $4. So that's a good deal. And that's, by the way, that's $3 or $4 for those of you who are in the United States. If you're not in the United States,
you're not getting one.
It's going to cost you a little bit more, buddy. You'll have to, you have to email us with your address and stuff, and we'll let you know how much it is. Shouldn't be a whole lot more, but, you know, just it takes a little bit to cover the postal shipping.
So we'll have something on the main page probably.
Yeah, main page, and you're going to be sending your fundage to Pat, I believe.
Yes,
gonna
take I'll be handling all the shipping out. And everything.
And so are you going to manage that with a PayPal kind of thing?
Yes, Pat? I have a PayPal account. What you do is send an email to the techshow at thelinuxlink.net, and we'll set you up.
Yeah. We'll hook you up, and then we'll get Pat to send you the stuff out. Now, we have 3 or 4 requests already. Have you let any of those people know?
No. I figured we're going to do the announcement first. I'll send the email out either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
For those guys who are waiting. I'll give them the choice. I can send the CDs now, or they can wait a couple weeks.
Those of you who did already email us and inquire about buying CDs or a DVD, if you are not emailed back with some price information and stuff, relatively soon, like within the next 2 days, definitely by this weekend, if you don't hear back from Pat, please send us another email so that we know you want it, because maybe your email got lost or shuffled around or something, some such thing. Right? Right.
The DVD is going to have everything. When I
DVD
say everything, everything.
Banging.
We're going to have video files on there that you won't be able to get anywhere. We're taping tonight and next week probably as well.
video files you won't want to get anywhere.
We're also going to have some all the little bits and everything. We're going to have all the pictures that we got taken the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Plus some extras.
I'm having problems reading the CD as well. No.
See, you broke my DVD, you bastard. That's what it is.
Must have been spinning it on top of the Conan CD earlier.
I bet it was. Spinning the coding.
There was like four files that it didn't read off of CD, off of the CD3 part of it. So.
Well, what four files? That doesn't matter. Just take what's on there, and then, you know, you can replace those. Well, especially from CD3, that's the stuff that we should already have OGG files for anyway. on the server. So as long as you got, like, the first two, that's
you're golden.
Good.
It should work, then.
What else is going on, gentlemen?
What else is going on? Ubuntu. Breezy.
Ubuntu.
Before we get to that, let me ask you a question.
Ubuntu.
I've seemed to notice in the past couple of weeks, a lot of the podcasts I've listened to have just...
stopped.
Faded away.
Peated off,
Nobody's putting new stuff up.
Like, hasn't been a new twat. Not twat, twit. I don't know if you ever listen to that.
No, they do that every week.
They do, but I'm not getting it, though.
And what it is, Dan, they moved servers. That's what the deal was.
Oh,
Their feeds were broken for a bit.
It just seems like I haven't seen LQ Radio in a long time or LQ Podcast.
The LQ Podcast came out earlier on. I just downloaded
today.
It
today.
Yeah, well, after dinner I downloaded it, so I saw it come up there. I haven't listened to it yet, but...
And John Watson, the place where his stuff is hosted, they did an upgrade, so he was down for about a week.
Aha.
Maybe
see,
that's
I haven't
the case.
Noticed much, but then again, I've been so damn busy the last few weeks that I haven't had a chance to even listen to any podcasts.
Speaking of twat, Dan, your second episode came out. Very good. I must commend you.
Yes, in the Canotics Love Fest.
Yes, it was a Love Fest.
Oh, my God.
Me and
I had to wipe my face after that one. Holy man. You and Judler were like, whoa.
You were gushing.
I really, it was a great podcast, but holy mackerel. How much did Kano, or whatever his name, pay you to do that
Nothing.
One? Huh? Yeah. He should have.
It's a great distro, man. 20 minutes are up and running with everything. No, 2 hours.
Did you listen to it, Link?
No.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a backup episode, and now I got to record another episode for Friday.
Me too.
So,
mine's coming up next week, so I got to do mine this weekend.
So, Link, if you want to join me tomorrow night to record a twat, you're more than welcome. Sexy bear.
I don't get invited? Fine.
Well, you're doing one yourself. I didn't want to. You can come on, too.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking about doing something on live distros.
That's cool. Got to mention Canucks.
Live.
Yeah. There we go. You know what? You know what we need?
Got to do the love fest again.
We need to have, like, everybody but Pat, and then, like, right, like, to the last third, Pat just comes in and just barges in with Canucks. Canucks, Canucks, Canucks.
Great, man. Canucks, but your last episode, your backup episode, that was very good, man. You were talking about Linux file systems and the directory structures.
Oh, I thank you very much.
I really enjoyed it. It was really good, Dan.
Yay, wait, what Dan. Are you doing your next one on?
I'm going to do on my Bluetooth cell phone hacking.
Oh, there you go. What are you going to do yours on, Alan? I wasn't invited.
No, you all invited me, but yeah, I think I'm probably, as little as I say, it would be like a 5-minute something.
But that's all you need.
Yeah, no, but I have no clue what to do it on. So.
5 minutes.
CBS video hacking.
I would be happy to do one if I had 5 minutes to do one. That's the
Linksys
thing.
Linksys PAP2, POTS converter.
Yeah.
I like save all my tech talk up and come here on Wednesday and chit shit with these guys. And the worst part about that is like we all get here an hour before that stuff the show starts, and we're like done talking about everything before 8:30. You know?
Except me.
That's why we need a guest.
Except for Pat.
I show up 5 minutes before
the show starts. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, since we don't have, like, we may not have a guest or we don't have one. I don't know. We got to find some music then.
That guy sent us a link of all kinds of music stuff to wait, but it's like background music stuff. Find something.
I hate that. I can't stand that, man. You hear a podcast and, like, you're and talking like, in this background music.
I have, like, absolutely no links on here.
It's like elevator music.
When I reinstalled everything, I never brought over my links that had all the music stuff on it. So.
Oh, you want to go to magnitune.com.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go.
Magnitune is the king.
I give you a song that I actually bought.
King of music sites.
Let's see. What do we
absolutely the king.
Metal and punk. Ow. That'll work for me.
Yeah.
I gave you a good song.
I don't know. Maybe it's just that Bash Potter's unreliable these days.
But no. All right. Breezy Badger, right?
Breezy Bastard?
Breezy Badger is in release candidate 2 right now, and I am anxiously awaiting the final release to see, you know, just to see what, if anything, they change in it. But I have, like, here's the story, right? About 4 months ago, maybe 5 months ago, they were doing computer upgrades at work for the developers.
Finally.
And they were getting everybody these brand-new 3.2 gigahertz Dells.
That's pretty quick.
Okay.
Except
and
you, right?
I was really, yeah, except me. I was really happy about that, but then I found out they weren't going to get me one because they did not want to waste, quote-unquote, the XP license that came with Dell, that came with the box.
On you.
On me, because they knew that I would not run XP, that I was going to install Linux. So the option for me was to go to some website somewhere and spec out a box that I wanted that was similar. And they would instead order that box for me. And I said, yeah, all right, I'll do that. And I went to this website, and I spec'd this box out almost identically to the Dell specifications that everybody else was getting. And I gave it to them, and it was still cheaper. And I gave it to them, and don't you know, they got me a shittier box. They missed every damn spec that I gave them, every single one.
What'd you ask for, like a
they
gig
got,
of memory?
I only wanted was 512 megs. That's the only thing they got, 512 megs of RAM is the only thing they got right. Everything else they got wrong. They got me a shitty motherboard. It had onboard sound, which is that
AC97 codec.
It's AC97 codec, but it's
the crappy one.
The Intel sound chip. And it also had the onboard Intel video,
ugh,
which is just, it's complete shit. Like, stay away from that. The VIA chipset and the Intel.
You can pick up a GeForce
Intel
4
VIA
for like
chipset.
$60.
Everything was onboard on this thing. I have had nothing but troubles with this under Linux ever since I got it. Like, I'll work, and I'll be working for, I don't know, a couple hours, and all of a sudden Thunderbird will shut down. It just, poof, it's gone. And then Firefox goes down every freaking 20 minutes, which annoys the hell out of me. It would, you too, if you're a web developer like I am. So that shuts down all the time. And then the worst part is, like, every couple of days, X will shut down. It just drops out from underneath. I lose connection to the X server.
You run WinLinux.
It sounds like it, right? And it's been pissing me off so bad. And today, if X dropped out from under me again today. And some of the developers that used to work for the company within this 3 or 4 months have been let go because they closed down two facilities in our company. So what they did was they sent one of those, probably on accident, they sent one of those 3.2 gigahertz Dells. Oh, by the way, the computer they built me wasn't even 3.2 gigahertz. They only got me 2.8. But anyway, they sent one of those Dells probably by accident to my facility. So I absconded with it today and proceeded to install Linux on there.
Nice.
And finally got a decent machine. 3.2 gigahertz, 512 mega RAM. It's a 40 gig serial ATA hard drive. DVD combo with CD rewritable. Small case. And, of course, the first thing I did, just like they knew, was ditch XP and boot it right up under Linux. Now, I chose Breezy Badger. Because, why? Because for the hell of it, that's why.
Why not?
So, because Slack was 2 disks to download, and I have, you know.
And Breezy was
the
only one.
Bandwidth is so freaking slow there. Breezy was one, so I forgot what the hell. So I download that, and I stick it on there, and did the install, which was wicked, wicked fast. And I have to say, this is the first time that I have used a workstation that has not been running Slackware. The very first time.
No shit, man.
And I have to say, this damn thing, it rocks, man. It really does.
What desktop are you running?
Breezy really rocks. I'm running GNOME.
GNOME, you like it?
I'm running it's a default install with some extra software added. It's a default install. I'm running the GNOME desktop on 3.2 gigahertz machine with 512 mega RAM. You can't tell the difference. It's lightning fast. The only thing I had to really add on to it, other than like SMBFS, was
Codex?
No, because I don't really listen to anything at work. I plan on maybe listening to DVDs at work, but I need to figure out.
I thought you needed another pair.
I plan on actually installing the Codex so that I could like watch DVDs on it or something if I wanted to. However, I cannot figure out how to get that to work on Breezy. I know they have all these instructions out there on how to get your DVD stuff working. And the extra codecs for Hori, but not for Breezy. I can't find them anywhere, and the ones that I did find didn't seem to work. However, you know, I'm going to give it the old college try again and again until I get to work. But anyway, I digress. Back to Breezy on the workstation. It really rocks. I'm terribly, terribly impressed with it. I couldn't say enough good things. It's so nice. You know what it is? It's probably just so nice to have sat at my computer at work and actually been able to use it to do some work without having to worry about the X server crash on me for 2 or 3 hours. That was so nice. I just am thrilled with it. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Breezy teabagger.
It's awesome, man. And I'll tell you what, it is so nice that I am even considering switching my home workstation to Breezy.
Link has forsaken.
So I was wondering if anybody had any like insight.
Next, he'll be running KDE.
Shut up.
I like KDE.
If anybody has any insight as to when they're going to actually release the full version of Breezy, like you got some inside information, just you know,
yeah,
shoot
October
it right over here.
Actually, we were supposed to talk
it
to
is
Jeff,
October,
Jeff Waugh,
dipshit.
I think his name is, the guy from Ubuntu. He's an Australian guy.
Yeah.
He's actually on a world tour right now. I think he, supposedly tonight he's in
Yeah, but we're not taught. We're supposed to do a external interview with him, right?
No, he's in North America right now. So there's an outside shot that we would talk to him live, but not today. He's on tour doing promotion for Ubuntu.
I think you just need to get the right repositories.
I think you might be at least partially right there.
No, I've noticed sometimes. I am gonna. And I don't know if this is the case with Breezy. In the past, I set up an Ubuntu server at work, and when I checked the multiverse and restricted repositories under Synaptic, for some reason it didn't take, because I could actually go look in my apt-get sources list, and they weren't listed in there for some reason. But double-check your repositories.
Because, you did an Ubuntu install for your wife's machine, right?
I've done a couple Ubuntu installs the past couple of weeks. Yeah, I did have a... Oh, I'm trying to remember. I think libdvd, like I said before to you, libdvd.css, I had to actually go under the documents for the libdvd. There's a script in there that you can run to get dvd.css. And I did that. Then you also have to make sure you have DMA turned on for your DVD drive, or else it'll play back, which is going to be a little choppy. Stutter. And the first time you run it, it might be a little slow as it pulls all the keys. But it's on the wiki for how to do that, and I followed the same process. But then again, I haven't done a Breezy install, just an upgrade to Breezy. So. Oh, yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na. All right. I know this one is for me. We have this one must be for Dan, right?
None for Pat.
Oh, look
wait,
it
we don't need a slurper tonight.
What I don't know it? If I like this flavor in here.
Thank you. It's every damn flavor.
Thank you. Take this and
throw it at him. Would you like to come in and make your comment?
Which comment is that?
Your
plug?
Your plug.
That everyone should
go see Serenity? No,
you got to speak. You got to speak into the microphone.
Oh, geez.
Talking to the bright orange penis.
That's what he said.
Link, don't give my wife your penis.
Okay, what am I supposed to say? Oh, about Serenity?
Yes.
Everyone should go see Serenity this weekend because it's doing better than expected, but not great, and it's going to be the make-or-break weekend regarding a sequel or another series of the TV show. And anyone who liked Firefly should go see it because this is it. This is your last chance to make a difference.
Where's the new show going to be on, Sci-Fi?
Well, there isn't a new show yet. That's the thing. The inside rumor is that it has to make $50 million, and that includes DVD and overseas, for them to contemplate either a sequel or shopping the show, hopefully to Sci-Fi. So,
I like the show. I watched it on Sci-Fi. I never watched it on Fox, but I watched it on Sci-Fi, and it was interesting.
Yeah, it's
nobody watched it on Fox.
Nobody watched it on Fox. Well, because they really screwed it up, didn't they?
Yeah.
Half the time it was preempted by sports, and then half the time they moved it all over the place, so nobody got a chance to see it.
Plus, they played the episodes out of sequence, too.
Yeah, the pilot, they played, like, last, because they wanted something more action-y. So they played the second one, which is called The Train Job, first, which kind of threw you in the middle without much explanation. Are you drinking Slurpee and Guinness?
Yes. Watch it, Dan. Don't mix your drinks like that.
Yeah, that's...
Interesting. Yum. Sugary syrup.
Might want to crack open a window tonight.
Crack open a window? He's sleeping out in the backyard. Are you kidding me? All right, so go see Serenity. Even if you didn't watch Firefly, it's still a really good movie on its own. Dan liked it. He said so on his blog.
I liked it very much, and I liked Firefox very much.
Not Firefox. Firefly.
Yeah, Firefly.
Clint Eastwood rocks.
Yeah. Yay, Clint Eastwood. Thank you.
That's
Frank's
orange
face. Who was it now?
All right.
One spill.
Dum, 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 dum.
Okay. Yes. All right, before I get into my Breezy Bastard Badger tales of woe and glow, actually, they're not tales of woe and glow. I want to make a comment here. First off, if you have a really successful podcast, or blog or whatever, I don't think that you should change your feed. Okay? I don't think you should change your feed because changing your feed only confuses people and irritates them when they have to go back to their podcatcher of choice. And when they go to your page to find out where your feed is, if you don't have a regular feed, then how the F am I supposed to subscribe to it? I'm on the Twit page, and I see an iTunes.
They got everything but
iPod RX, an Audio, a Pod Nova, and a My Yahoo. Where is a simple RSS XML feed? Where?
You need to have a Bash Potter icon on there. That's what
Leo, get your shit together, man.
What? Come on. Everything here is like...
We love you, man, but get it together.
It's like a proprietary application. Or, you know...
That's fucking Apple for you, man.
So I'm like looking at this like, where is a simple RSS feed with enclosures? Where?
Some bitches.
Where? Do you know what? I'm not going to listen anymore.
Go get your iPod.
I'm not
going to
listen.
That's right, you some bitches. I'm not going to listen anymore. I wouldn't listen anymore because you don't have the RSS feed.
Give Uncle Steve another $300.
I don't like you no more, you Canadian bastards, you.
Where is it? I enjoyed listening to the show, but really, where is a simple an XML feed with enclosures? Maybe that's too much to ask. That I don't know.
He's got fucking Pod
Nova. They need to have one that says, you know, Bash Potter.
Unreliable.
It can just be the, can be the RSS
Potter,
standard.
But it has like a crack in the center.
We got to talk to that guy and bust his ass, man. Bust his balls, no one. I'm going to send him an email. So
we're going to have to wait until we try his software first and make sure that doesn't work. And then we can really bust his ass.
I think the
ass.
Link just got put up on the IRC.
Oh, there you
Leo
go.
Leo M. Podcasters Twat. I mean, Twitter.
A real RSS feed. Thank you.
Asking.
But you know what?
Too late.
I don't see it on the website.
It's too late.
Why?
He probably pulled that out of a forum or something.
Because Dan is mad now.
He wants his Dvorak, man. He needs his Dvorak. Dan needs his fix of John Dvorak.
You know, you're right. And that's why I'm going to just take the damn thing and probably stick it in my bp.conf file and do it like that.
Yeah. What he said.
Yeah, my last feed was for them was
me. I'm just not gonna
feed
at
feed.feedburner.com.
Yeah, they moved over, man. AOL was hosting them for a while, and then they moved away from them.
I think they still are using AOL.
Are they?
Yeah.
He did some kind of a migration recently.
Yeah, I think it was to AOL because they get a lot of bandwidth.
I noticed a lot of that going on. Where the hell did I get this from? I noticed a lot of that stuff going on lately myself. And...
What, the feed's breaking?
Yeah, or just, not, you know, nothing
Bash
going on.
Breaking. That's why
I run
Linux TV.
I run feed on feeds on a server at home, right, as my RSS aggregator. And what I do is I just go, I, like, look down the side, right? And it tells me that like, there might be a feed that, like, this one here, Rasterweb... That hasn't been updated for 12 hours or something like that, right? Now, if it wasn't Rasterweb...
Well, this comes out like every three to 4 months.
Yeah, if it wasn't Rasterweb and it gets over like a week, man, I just shit can it because apparently they either dumped their feet or they stopped doing whatever the hell they're doing.
except
Rasterweb, Pete, he's a whole different story, man. He just kind of goes along and every now and then something pops up at you. And
I like his video.
Yeah, and he's really cool, so I'll keep him on there. But most of the other people that are just stupid and, you know, they have something good going on for a couple of days and then they stop doing podcasting, I just whack them. Just whack the feed. Whack them. Whack them.
Did you whack Lug Radio, too?
Whack
Lug Radio.
Their feed was never really very functional, so I don't do that. I actually visit their page myself on this.
You don't like to get every single episode every couple of weeks?
No, I don't actually appreciate getting every episode off of every server. I'll tell you what's good, though, and it's coming back because it's starting to get wintertime. Everybody pay attention.
KFC.
Whole wheat radio. Whole Wheat Radio is going to start coming back again because it's wintertime and they're done with like their camping thing in Alaska and it's going to get cold, so they got nothing else to do.
They go up in the barn and start the fire.
They're going to go up in the barn and start the podcast in the morning again. That's a wickedly cool show. I love listening to them bitch back and forth. It's hysterical.
So you all going to out and run out and buy your video iPods?
No.
Fuck Steve Jobs.
Video iPods.
They could put it where the sun doesn't shine.
I'll tell you what, man. My iRiver, it's up and down, up and down.
Works one day.
I thought you said it was like dead.
Maybe the dog pissed on that, too.
I thought you said it was dead.
It should. Maybe it'll work. No, it came back a couple hours later and started working again mysteriously. I don't know why. And it was working pretty well for a couple days. And then, it's just power play button. It's just going down the tubes again. Maybe I need to have it crap out again like it did before. Die for 2 hours and come back and a play button will work again.
Well, you know what? Can't you crack it open and maybe see if you can't?
Yes, I did that.
Rig up a new play button on there. Solder a new play button on the traces.
Where am I going to get a play? It's a little.
It's a little dial.
It's a little push button that goes right into that entire thing. It's like a solid device.
It's a membrane.
Yeah,
switch
but
is all it is.
Yes, it's just a membrane.
It's not spring loaded, is it?
No.
Even as a membrane, it's got to have two traces going to it on the circuit board that make contact somewhere. And if you can find the right ones, then you can just get a tiny little.
Yeah.
You get a tiny little momentary switch from, Radio Shack. If you can find a Radio Shack that actually sells parts anymore. Now it's become Yuppie Phone Shack.
They keep them all in a file folder in the back.
Yeah, no, it's Yuppie Phone Shack now. If you go in a mall to Radio Shack, you can't even get like a diode. They don't even know what the hell they are anymore.
Radio Shack. They don't. You
have a diode
phone number anymore.
That's because they're getting it off your credit card.
Yeah.
They don't need to.
Yuppie Phone Heaven. But no, you can get a momentary push switch or something like that, and just good old duct tape it on the side or some shit.
They're into selling cell phones. That's the big thing.
But in order for me to do that, I'd have to take it apart and solder it, and chances are I'd ruin the device.
Well, you should send it home with me, then I'll look at it for you.
Because it is very small. Like I said, it goes right into the solid state. Some people have said I should look into the warranty on that, and I don't know if the warranty would be covered.
Warranty? You need a stinking warranty.
Perhaps if you called... I don't know what their service is like. Perhaps if you called iRiver, maybe they could suggest to you that they could repair or replace that circuit board for a small amount of money. And then you would effectively have a new iRiver in a old iRiver case. Or you could just hit eBay and get another one.
That'll work. Or you can get an iAudio.
Yeah. Or you can just hire a band to follow you around. No, it goes to his stuff now.
That's going over to your stuff now?
Yeah, because he's pumping audio through his machine.
Wait, input?
I'm using both, actually. I'm using for the test. Hold on a minute.
Talk amongst yourself, please. Discuss.
You're using both. Okay. So long as I pull the right one out, we should be okay.
Wait, you need the line. You need the front. The one that goes. You need this one. No. Yeah.
I'm not going to pull any of them.
This would be line in. You need to. Wait, let me. I was like, let me see if the line goes dead when I pull this out.
Dan's gonna reconfigure X right now. Hold on a second.
No, this isn't reconfigured. I just
blam. Make sure I get it back. Because then I have to dig through all this and find the right.
Hey, one thing I noticed, though, is Infonomicon. Droops hasn't come out with an episode like in a month.
He's too busy not doing the twat episode.
I know. I kind of missed Infonomicon.
Whoa!
What
was that?
I could hear that without the headphones on.
Yeah.
All right, my breezy bastard. Do you want to play music before we do this, or should I?
We could do it.
Play a song.
We could stretch this episode out as long as possible.
Yeah, I think we should play some music.
Yeah, give me a second to get back to it now.
And
I'm going to stream it.
Okay.
On it. What the hell? Actually, no, I can do it. No, I'm going to stream it. What the hell?
It's pretty good streaming.
Yeah, it was doing okay before where I was taking the 5 minutes to try to find a song.
Coca-Cola where caffeine
somebody
goes streaming down your neck.
Yeah, this is from Magnitude. It's an artist called Somadrone from the album Translucent. And we're going to listen to one called WNQD, provided, of course, it works.
Go to magnitude.com.
Yes, they are.
Hopefully I'm not blowing everybody out.
Small town where I live. What's up, though? Bye.
right. Soma Drone with off the album Translucent.
That's pretty rocking.
Go and find it. Buy it. Support these people.
Yeah.
Support Magnitude, man. Great website.
Yeah. It's off of Magnitude.
Magnitude.com. Cannot go wrong if you go to Magnitude looking for music. Go there.
You can listen to the whole catalog.
Tell them that the dudes at the tech show sent you.
No DRM, DRM or anything.
What website lets you listen to the entire catalog?
Yep. You listen to it all you want. Buy it. It's real inexpensive to buy. Good prices there.
And you can share with three friends.
Right now you can share the stuff. Hey, you buy one copy and you get three for free. You give it to three friends. That's a damn good deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
John gets John DRM Buckman's music. Got the right idea, man.
Yep, non-DRM music. You can download right there or have them send you a CD. That's pretty cool, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Dan, you're going to talk about your Ubuntu experiences?
Ubuntu.
Yeah.
You got your nipples pierced in the process, right?
Ooh. All my genitalia. All my genitalia. Yeah.
Get the little bar through it.
Is it like a Prince Albert or something like that? Ow.
Yeah, ow. Right.
Ow.
Yeah, it just sort of makes you sit lightly just thinking
about
that one.
I never got that, man.
Speaking of sitting lightly, I got a buddy of mine I work with that just got a vasectomy.
TMI. Yeah.
Nobody going near that area with scissors, I'll tell you that.
No, dude, they go, not only do they do that, but that he said they like,
Alan's
I guess
get
they cauterize it or something, too. She said the worst part was when he could smell them burning something down there. I was like, oh, no.
On the Learning Channel, they had a show called The Operation, like about a year or two back. And one of the episodes, they had a guy getting clipped, man. It was brutal.
Ow.
Every guy was cringing watching that. I was like, ugh.
It's just, it's not meant to happen like
it's
that.
It's not right.
Thanks, Link.
Yeah.
All right, my breezy bastard.
It sounds like it should be like a weird children's book. My breezy bastard.
My breezy bastard.
All right, I guess it was...
Spill it, man. Come on.
Friday, I figured I had enough with trying to get transcode on there. I'll just upgrade to Breezy Badger, which will solve my libc6 problem. Plus, I was, you know, I figured they're on beta 2 now. So it's got to be, and people have been using it, it's got to be pretty stable. So I downloaded the CD. And then the only reason why I downloaded the CD ISO was just in case I really screwed it up. Because I was going to do an upgrade. A dist upgrade using apt-get. So instead of me just, you know, if I really screwed it up, I could just reinstall Breezy Badger right from the get-go. Because I was reading on the forums, everybody says, well, they recommend that you do a complete reinstall. From, you know, wipe it everything out and do a reinstall. And I'm thinking, this is Linux, man. You don't need to do that. I never did that with Slackware. I didn't do it with Debian. Why do I need to do it with Ubuntu? Why, I ask you, Link? And if I'm not mistaken,
it's a good thing we clip off when people do that. I just watch like all the lights go completely red.
Like a Christmas tree.
So, what am I doing here?
Dan, you need another Guinness, man.
Yeah, where was I? All right, so I put burn the ISO, and if I'm not mistaken, I went from Wardy to Hori with no problems. And I figured Hori to Breezy would be no problems too. What was it? Was it Hori? Yeah. No, I already have. Like,
come on, man.
Now you have more.
There's, yeah. It's kind of hard to drink a Slurpee.
Three beers and an 84-ounce Slurpee.
You're not driving anywhere, man. What's your excuse?
He's going to be pissing
and
for the next
off,
4 days.
You're off tomorrow,
it's not
right?
The driving that's getting me. It's,
yeah, they're driving.
It's
you're off tomorrow, no excuses. Right?
What?
You're off tomorrow.
No, I was off today.
Oh, well, drink more.
It really wasn't off because I had to work till 3 in the morning last night.
Yeah,
so.
Two fists,
drink more and then you can like, you know, be off tomorrow.
Two-fist it, yeah. All right, so I just simply changed the repositories from, Wardy to...
Hori,
yeah, Hori to Breezy, mm-hmm. and did update and dist upgrade, and
right.
It took a long time, and the problem is it got a good portion of the way through before it bombed out, because it didn't want to overwrite something or said it was missing dependencies, and I figured, well, at this point it was like a quarter of the way into the install or the upgrade, and it bombed out. So I said, all right, I'm just going to force it. And after I forced it, it seemed to be going pretty well. Then I came to a problem with, one of the libmpeg 3 files. One file, like, there was two packages. They were a little different. And one, some applications required the one and some required the other. And they both shared one file that was in each one's... It was in the package, one file, and it wouldn't let me continue with the install because it didn't want to overwrite a file that existed in the other package. So I had to manually force that package to install on its own and then continue with the dist upgrade. And after that, it was like a couple hours later, rebooted the machine because a new kernel and all the new services. Right. I was good to go. Now, I always make sure, because I don't run at run level 5, and Ubuntu and Debian, I think Debian might do this too, but Ubuntu, they put the XDM in every single run level.
Right.
So I've taken that out of run level 2. So they run at run level 2, which is what run level 3 is in Slackware. And then run level 5 in Slackware is what every run level that 2 through 5 run at in Debian.
Right.
I mean, not Debian, Ubuntu by default. So I don't run in X... graphical login for any of my Linux boxes, so I deleted that out of there. So I always make sure I shut down as many services as possible before I do a dist upgrade. And ever since I did that, it's been running fine. I still can't get transcode, though. Because now the problem is with the libmjpeg library, that it's, again, one more version. It's like an RC2 is what Ubuntu installs. It's looking for an RC3. I could force it, but...
How long did the install take you, total time?
The upgrade? Oh, man. I think I started it, around 7, 8 o'clock, and I didn't get finished till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
I mean, it had to download a lot of packages, and then just letting it go through, and then the problem with it would bomb out, with a dependency thing, and then the forcing it, and then it would go back, would start going through again, and I'd come back. So I wasn't sitting there watching it the whole time. So there was some downtime. Now... I upgraded another system. I have my server at work, which is running Hori. And yesterday I decided, it was Tuesday night, I decided, hey, let's upgrade this thing to Wardy. To Breezy. Yeah, to Wardy. Let's upgrade it to Wardy. Let's upgrade it to Breezy. So I did this. I did the upgrade to Breezy remotely from home.
How'd that go?
It just finished a few minutes ago. I ran into the same issue with it got to a point where it was an OpenOffice 2 package. The English documentation wanted to overwrite a file that existed in the writer package and the calc package, so it wouldn't let me do it. So I had to manually go in there and force that to be installed. And once I did that and continued with the forced upgrade, It finished, yeah. It went pretty well. I just rebooted it a few minutes ago and it came back. So, there's two success stories for upgrading Breezy. One, sitting here in front of the machine. The other one, doing it remotely. But it is kind of distressing that when you think about this, it's not an easy process for, a person who's not... familiar with Linux to do. And it
just to do an upgrade?
To do the upgrade
but
like that.
I think the problems that you had with the upgrade are because it's not a final release yet.
I had to do similar things when I went from Wardy to Hori.
See, I did not. I did an upgrade from Wardy to Hori. The only thing I did was I updated the apt-get sources list and changed every reference from Wardy to Hori. and then I did apt-get upgrade. And is it apt-get update?
Update.
And then apt-get
apt-get upgrade.
Dist upgrade.
Yeah.
And it just went. I never had to touch a damn thing. Did the whole thing by itself. I rebooted everything just to make sure it was going.
I think a lot of times with these Debian-based distros, depending on when you do the dist upgrade, if there's a problem in the repositories, it could really screw things up, you know? Like, I know the Canonix people, like, recently, because the Debian repositories for KDE, they were in the middle of, like, upgrading, and it was just a complete mess. People would do this upgrade, or they do an upgrade on the KDE package, and everything would just get totally borked up. So I think a lot of it has to do with the state of the repository, what the hell they're doing, you know, how stable it is. And like you said, this is a release candidate. This isn't the final version.
Right. However, on the IRC channel right now, but I'm on Tux1313 says, and gives a link, by the way, says the Ubuntu Breezy is supposed to be in its final release tomorrow. That would be October 13th.
So what you were playing with is probably pretty close to what the final
tomorrow.
Version is.
Probably pretty damn close. I would imagine so, yeah.
Canonix is coming out in a week, I think, or 2 weeks.
Oh, you know, everything Canonix. Has to come back to Canonix.
What the hell is this Canonix
you
I
keep talk
about?
You talk about Ubuntu, I'll talk about Canonix.
Canonix, Canonix, Canonix.
Dude, you could do a 20-minute install.
That's I just did Ubuntu. A 20-minute install of Breezy today.
You know what I did?
That's how long it takes in a 3.2 gigahertz
you know
machine.
You know what I did, man? With Ubuntu, you can do this, too. You ever try Click software?
No.
You should check it out, man. You can install it. It's compatible with Ubuntu, Canonix, Debian.
Is that where it installs? Where does it install the software, actually?
What it is it's the same version of the software that winds up on the live distros. Like, it's this compressed format. And what it does is it puts it right on the desktop, and it puts an entry in your FSTAT file. And it's a compressed binary that sits right on your desktop, and you can run the software like I was running Enlightenment DR17, and it was smoking fast, man. Enlightenment, I was impressed.
DR17,
yeah, through
it
Click.
Is?
I opened up a window.
No, wait. Where does it install it though?
It installs it to your desktop.
Oh, it installs the application to your desktop.
It's a compressed file, self-contained binary file. It sits on your desktop. You just click on it, and it runs. You want to get rid of it?
I don't have a desktop in Fluxbox. It installs into your desktop directory, right?
Yes. And if you want to uninstall it, all you got to do is delete the file. That's it.
Now, when you click on this file, is it it's a compressed file, you say?
Yeah. It's the same thing that happens on the live distros, you know? It'll open up a window and fire off, like, I tried a couple of games. Like, I was trying this one game, Barrage. And that was pretty cool. It's a quick and dirty way of trying applications that you might have a problem with, you know, compiling.
All right, so you click on this file. Do you have to have Click software installed or something?
Yeah, there is some software you have to install.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Because I was thinking, now my idea, when you say it would be like a self-contained application, would be similar to OS X, where it
exactly.
might install in like the op directory or something where it's a complete statically linked
this thing has everything that you need to run on it.
So how did you do Enlightenment DR17 with that? Because that's a window manager.
I went to the Click website. I went to Enlightenment. I clicked on Enlightenment. It downloaded. I clicked on the little icon on my desktop, and it opened up a window. And I ran Enlightenment through a window through KDE.
Oh, it opened up an XNest.
Yeah.
So you didn't have, like, you can't run then. You can't run Enlightenment DR17 through Click as your main window manager.
No. It's a tryout software, really, what it is. And it's really fast. Like, I was impressed by Enlightenment, man. I liked it better than Fluxbox, to be honest.
Oh!
You got a mouse.
Look on Link's face.
You got a mouse running around.
It's yeah. Canonix. Followed by
Enlightenment.
Link's over here just moved from Slackware to Ubuntu, and all he hears about is Canonix, and now it's screw Fluxbox.
Like,
it's
Link,
time
check
for
out Click, man. It's a really cool way to try new software out without installing anything. Super easy, super quick. You want to get rid of it? Delete the icon. You're done. It's gone.
Good day, sir. Where is that? What's
have
the
any
Klicks
icons
web, website?
I don't know it off the top of my head.
What is it? KLIX?
KLIK. Click.
Click Magazine.
Like Nopix?
Background there, just freaking stop now. We're just getting way out of... There's something wrong here. Next thing you know, we're going to be talking about how much we love, like, Windows 2003 or Vista or some shit like that. So just fucking stop now. We like Slackware and Fluxbox, no matter what Pat says. No,
Slackware.
None of this little icon with the click thing. And,
it's awesome,
and
man.
The tech show is brought to you by Slackware.
No.
I'm lazy,
the tech show
man. Sponsored
by
Slackware. I don't feel like compiling everything sometimes.
Canonix.
It's awesome. Canonix is a great dish.
That's the new name for the new Windows, right? Windows Canonix?
It'd be a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Do they have... Is transcode in the clicks?
Maybe.
The iOmega click disk.
Hey, remember that?
Yeah, it's
the
click, click of death. Dot Atticon.
No. The click disk.
I know what the click... But at every... zip drive
the
I ever had.
The ZIP 100 with the click of death?
The
yeah.
click of
yeah.
death. And I guess it determines what distribution you're running because it keeps putting me on the Ubuntu.
Yes.
Ubuntu.
So you install the package to run it, and then all you got to do is go to the website and download any of the applications that you want to try out. And it's cool. Like I said, it's a cool way to try out new stuff without installing anything for a minute.
Love me tender. Love Alan. So, yeah. I wonder what they have in there.
There's a lot, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Are you going to be putting the our singing on the OG there, Dan?
Yeah, it's on the OG.
There's a lot of games you could try, too, you know?
The tech show sings.
Like, the first application I tried on there was L Songs, which is the Linspire application, which is the front end to mp3tunes.com. There's other ones, too.
How did that run?
It ran okay. I tried Elphoto, the Linspire photo application. I like Digicam better, but, you know, Elphoto was okay. You know, it
so what if you're not using a KDE or a GNOME desktop that puts application icons on in a desktop directory and pops it up on the desktop for you.
Then you can't use Canonix.
It's not Canonix. This is Click. This is Click.
Say it's not so.
Can I still use Click then? I mean,
you might.
I guess.
But
I guess
he doesn't have a desktop icon.
I don't. I wonder how you'd run that.
You'd probably just execute the binary.
I wonder.
Can you do that without a icon?
I think you can.
There are three distributions which have Click Client pre-installed. Canonix.
Ubuntu.
OpenSUSE. CPX Mini. No, it's not pre-installed.
It supports Slack. It supports Ubuntu.
I wonder if it does have a Slackware.
I think it does.
Why would you need separate pages? I guess you're not. Nope, doesn't have a Slack.
Why do you need this Click thing to install software if you have Soiree? That's what I want to know.
Because it's a quick and dirty way of trying out applications, like CVS builds, of nightly builds of applications that are currently in development.
I do that with Check Install, though.
Yeah, you could do that.
Don't like it?
Yeah, but you don't have to compile it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. It's quick
That's
and dirty,
fun.
Man.
That's fun, though.
And you don't have to worry about dependency issues.
Exactly.
At 3 gigahertz plus... Does it really? Is it really a problem for anybody to compile anything anymore? No.
Nah. So if you want Cinelera,
it's there.
It downloads a gig worth of software right to your hard drive, so you can run it. Call the defendants.
Well, that's when you download the binary.
I'd like
man.
To try the latest KDE 3 hours later. 3 gigs. Of
3 hours later. Jeez.
8 hours.
3 days later.
It's like click is the extreme opposite of Gen 2, isn't it?
Well, what it is...
3 days later.
What it is they use this for the live distros. All the applications that you run off a live distro, it's Click software. You know? Nopix, what do you think they're running? It's this stuff.
the Gentoo thing. I was reading this website where the guy's trying to put together a myth TV box.
On Gentoo?
He's using Gentoo. And it's like day three, and he's still installing Gentoo.
Still compiling.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, I'm not knocking clicks. I think it's a great idea. I think there's some cool stuff in there. My only complaint with that, I guess, would be, does it have to be to the desktop? Because I think that...
I don't think so.
After a while, if you start playing around with all these applications, your desktop's going to start looking like a Windows user desktop.
I don't think so. I think you just download the file and execute the file.
Just, I don't know, man. It seems... why would I want an X server, run my X server out of clicks?
Maybe you want to try the development version without installing anything on your system.
You think?
Yeah. Supposedly, a lot of the applications are nightly builds of development versions.
Hmm.
You know, you can install and try it without freaking screwing up your system.
They have a package search on there?
Yeah.
There we go.
That's what they make backups for. So you can try stuff without screwing up your system.
No, Cinelera's not on there.
Is Kino on there?
Let me check. Yeah.
You know what game I was trying out from there? Barrage. You ever play that game? You basically, you sit on this cannon emplacement, and you're just bombing the shit out of these guys running by.
Isn't that an old game?
It's, I don't know. They're screaming as you blow them up.
Can you get Prawn?
Speaking of blowing things up, have you guys seen this thing that the UN did? This UNICEF campaign? They took like a video of the Smurfs.
I haven't seen the video.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
What the fuck, man?
I want to see
that. Oh, is that what
video.
That was? Yeah. Was there like a tank rolling into one of the Smurf huts?
Yeah, yeah. They were getting bombed, man.
I'm like, what is that? I've never seen
it. They said they wanted to make it worse. On it for the.
Well, are we going to show like dismembered Smurfs?
Exactly, that's what they wanted to do, but the I guess the Smurf developers said no. Whoever owns the Smurf.
But do you know that the one that they did last time that they wouldn't even show in the United States?
Well, I don't think this one's going to get shown in the United States.
You can download it.
They had one. I'm pretty sure it was UNICEF. I
yeah,
bet
UNICEF.
Money on it. That had one last time that was it was pictured like the commercial was shot in the United States. And it's this soccer mom, you know, giving her kid a ride to ride to school or some shit like that. And then she's like walking on the soccer field after school, and she steps on a landmine and gets blown all up, her and all her little soccer kitty friends, like bunch of 12-year-olds. You just see them flying all over the place with dirt and shit.
Fucking assholes.
I would love to see that one.
And of course, they wouldn't play that here in the United States, right? But I saw it over the internet, and I'm like, you know. Why the hell would you make a commercial like that? You know
what
I mean?
What are they thinking?
Like, they don't even show people from countries and countries that have landmines that get blown up, you know? But they make a commercial about, you know,
the goddamn UN, that's the problem.
And then they decide, you know, at the end of the thing, they're like, well, you know, if this kind of thing would happen in your country, then you would give money to us kind of thing. Yeah. I just thought that was really fucking dirty and underhanded.
They're assholes, man. Bunch of crooked politicians from the UN.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Here, have another payment. How about paying off your fucking parking tickets? Anybody from New York knows what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Or your speeding tickets, or your traffic accident tickets.
They're the worst, man.
You know? Because they don't. UN vehicles? Yeah. UN vehicles in New York don't wait for traffic lights. They don't care about stop signs. They have, you know... They're free and clear. They can't be prosecuted for anything.
Move the UN to Geneva. Good riddance. Mm.
Did you ever play Liquid War there, Alan?
No, I'm looking at what you're doing.
What the hell is that?
It's Liquid War. It's a pretty cool game. You have to capture your opponent. You have to encircle them in like your liquid here. So you gotta
it's like Tron except with water.
So once you encircle them.
Diplomatic immunity.
It sounds like a toilet going on.
It does.
You gotta overtake their own.
Excuse me.
Danny, you're right. You're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, I know, because I tried to use the mouse when I started this thing, but it wouldn't, work. Which brings me to the question. I see what... Click seems to have some really cool stuff, but I can't understand why a lot of that stuff on there I'd want to install, because I could just pull the package down. And whereas you're saying it's latest and greatest stuff, I mean, how different is it? I don't know. Link, your opinion? You're not going to be trying clicks out in the near future?
No, probably not.
You could do your own distro, your own live bootable distro, put down the applications from there.
You know what? Anymore, I just want to be able to sit down. Probably because I've been working with that crappy computer work for so long. I just want to be able to sit down and do my shit and have it work. You know? I don't have to piss with anything or any of that. That's what I want. I don't know. To that end, that's why I like the breezy stuff. But, you know, okay, here's an the two things that are keeping me from breezy. Well, one really is that it's not a final release yet. But hopefully that'll be coming tomorrow. But no, I really want to know how to be able to play DVDs on there that I can't manage to get working right.
I love the background
and
music.
The other thing,
just the music.
The other thing that I found really interesting is I've done two installs now, right?
Yeah.
And the one install I did at home on my secondary machine, one I did at work on my main workstation. Now, the one at home on my secondary machine will play an OGG file when you click on it. Plays just fine. At work, it told me that there wasn't a codec for it or something like that. And this is off a bare naked install. I have no idea what the hell problem is with that. But those are two odd things. Anyway.
What the hell are you
playing?
That's Blob Wars.
Blob Wars. Lob Wars.
You have no idea what they're... What were you saying there?
Well, I did two installs. One install would play OGG files and one wouldn't. Said that the codec wasn't there. And it was on just a, you know, base install. Same CD, same everything.
A breezy.
Yep.
How many installs did you do? I thought you only did one.
I've done actually three now. One on my another developer's secondary workstation at work, one on my main workstation at work, and one on my secondary workstation at home. But probably I will be doing more. I'll probably reinstall.
I read it off the damn screen.
Reinstall my secondary workstation at home when the final release comes out.
My audio went again. What the hell?
You're a punk.
There we go. I need new headphones.
This is getting ridiculous.
It's because of his headphones, yeah.
We got to get him new headphones. Anyway, guys, listen, speaking of us getting him new headphones, please, many of you have, I know we're going to be done here in 2 minutes. I want to make another announcement. Please. Those of you who have contacted us in the past for an avenue to actually donate a little bit to the show.
No, gift. Give a gift.
Yes, it's a gift. Donation implies that it's like tax deductible and all that crap, and that just simply is not the case. If you would like to contribute to the show, as a gift, you may contribute to this show by PayPaling Dan some money if you'd like to contribute money. And your PayPal address, Dan, is just what? Is it Dan at thelinuxlink.net?
Yeah, something like that.
Is that the one?
Just
D-A-N-N. Go pick up the link off of the webpage. TLLTS.info. Grab the link off of there. And please send a gift in if that is your inclination. If it's not a monetary gift, then you have some other gift you'd like to contribute.
Send
like
naked pictures
like some,
of yourself.
Some wickedly cool hardware or maybe some
Alan.
New microphones.
Only,
or
only the women in the audience.
Some SIP adapters or something really cool like that.
Well, what we need to save up for, guys?
Please, by all means, contact us at techshow@thelinuxlink.net. And... once again, we're doing the whole DVD/CD sale doohickey for those of you who want to have a copy of the old episodes, since we have so many, it's kind of impractical to download them all at this point in time. So we're just, you know, we'll sell them to you for our cost, pretty much, which is $10 per set, either one DVD with all kinds of crap on it that we can jam in there, or two CDs, your choice of MP3 or OGG files, and we will mail them priority mail to your preferred destination. Dan's playing with his nipples.
Dan needs freaking new headphones, man. Those things are shot.
Dan's headphones are really bad. Yeah.
This Guinness, man. I love Guinness, but
Guinness
it's
rocks.
Like it's a meal in a bottle.
You know what's great about Guinness?
I feel like I'm on third dinner now.
In Dublin, there's certain pubs, man, that where you go to, they have pipes from the Guinness brewery direct to the pub.
Yes, I've seen that.
I gotta go to that, man.
That's cool. That is cool. What we really need is a gas pipe from Dan's ass to the outside.
He'll solve the world's energy
furnace.
Needs.
That's what I need.
It's going to heat the neighborhood for a month.
Anyway, listen, guys. We're probably done with the show anyway, and I know Ben Rev is done because it is 10 o'clock.
No.
What, you got a minute left?
I got 22:01 over here. All right, well, it's almost 10 o'clock then. Well, it'll be 10 o'clock in a couple of seconds. Jeez. So I want to tell you all thanks once again.
Thanks for listening.
Listening to the Linux Link Tech Show, episode 105. It is this
105.
Time, right? 105.
More Guinness.
Yeah, a little more Guinness, a little more bullcrap talk, you know, from some drunk and...
Slurpee,
intoxicated, fat guys. Yeah,
Slurpees.
I just can't talk today. You know, it's been a really tough week. Perhaps next time, and perhaps next time
we have a guest next week.
We'll
actually
have a guest. Who's our guest next week?
Peter Vanderlinden, author, and he has a bunch of really cool.
Vanderlinden.
He has a really good bunch of articles on Linux Journal about Linux security,
ooh,
encryption, that kind of thing.
A Linux security kind
plus
of...
Plus, he's written a bunch of books. He should be good at... Good interview.
And he's written a bunch of books. All right. It's going to be good. Make sure you tune in next week for 106.
And in 2 weeks...
Goodbye, Ben Rev.
3 weeks.
Bye, Ben Rev.
Good night.
Too late. Night, they're already gone.
2 days.
The first week of November, we got Mark Spencer from Digium.
Yeah. Digium.
People from Astros.
And what are you going to get them to send us, Pat?
An Asterix
on,
at Home,
man.
DVD. CD.
You got to start telling these people that they need to send us shit, man. Like the guy, who's the, Vanderlinden next week?
Peter Vanderlinden.
Where's all our review books and materials, man? Come on, step it up a notch. Tell them, we would love to see what kind of books you have written. You could send us a copy.
That would have been a good interview.
Well, I haven't heard from CPU builders either. Should stay next to the microphone. I'd like maybe I got to send him another email.
Intoxicated. That was funny.
Are you a boxer? Making up words?
I can't. I cannot talk to you. It's been that way all day. You ever just wake up one day and your tongue just not is not associated with your mouth anymore?
Penis.
It just. It's like my tongue is two steps behind me all day long.
It's in his back.
You shut up, Dan.
Did you ever wake up one morning with something in your mouth that just wasn't there earlier? All right.
Yeah, and I tell you, what her name was, but I don't want anybody
you
to get like grossed out.
The Linux World Expo this year is later. It's in April. We should. Talk to somebody, or if we know anybody, maybe I would love. We should probably get.
We need to have sponsors to sponsor us for that.
A banner, man, for the booth.
Yeah, for our booth and stuff.
I mean, we're not going to stream out live, but we should definitely do some interviews and.
Oh, definitely, and then we can upload them to our stuff, and people can download. Yeah.
Do we actually have like a logo?
Actually,
sort of, kind of. Somebody send us one.
Was that Droops who came out with that logo? The little button. That's a cool logo, man. The little lightning bolts, Dan?
Sorry. What?
The button that over on Twat.
Yeah?
Who came up with that? Droops?
Me.
That's cool.
So wait, you want to see the ones that didn't make it?
Put them up, man.
Okay, let's
check them out.
All right. Anyway, listen, guys. While we laugh at the rest of this crap, you all have a good night. And
wait, what
I believe that's the end of the show.
Dan, put on some ending music.
Put on some ending music and cut us out, man. We'll check this.
Wait,
stuff
you want
out.
To see these? You want the audience? Wants
yeah, but they
out.
Can't see them.
There was this one.
Open it up.
Is that got boobies on it?
That one. That
I
one,
like that.
That one didn't make
it's
it.
It's the booby one.
I like that one.
They didn't want the booby one.
Well, there's a couple of them.
Wait. Go back to the. Go back
oh, wait. Alan wants to see. Oh, there's more boobies.
There's this
the,
one.
These
too.
Are the logos that didn't make it.
Oh, wait. Let me blow that one up.
Only
a
Dan,
bit.
You know? Only Dan would do this stuff.
Right.
There you go.
Why
some eyeballs staring at you
nice.
Out of that one, I'll tell you. Well, now, what you needed to do was put the penguin right in between them two eyeballs there.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And snuggling them up, you know?
Oh, man. Sweet.
So, I think that's the only ones.
What we really need is a one that says TLLTS with four boobs on it. I think that would be appropriate. Because that's what we are, right?
Four boobs.
One with two of them with hair around them.
Two of them with goatees, yeah.
So, I'll post a link to the image. I'll put the images up. And
yeah, you got to put the images up somewhere now because everyone.
Hey, I'll put it on the DVD, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, you want to see the images? Buy the DVD.
Buy the DVD. Ah! All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
No, wait, I don't have music lined up yet.
Yeah, but I'm going to pack up and cut out of here, so. Dun, 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 dun. I'll see you on the flip side.
Good night.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Baby. Something.
What do I want to play? Oh, wait a minute. Where was that? I don't know. All right. What should I play? It's dying here. Yeah, I'll still be trying to find.
Why am I getting that SSH identification thing? Exchange identification. What the hell? I remember something about.
Don't ask me, man. What did you do now? What are you trying to get into?
I can't SCP file to my server.
Dun 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 dun. All right, there we go. Thanks for listening.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And on to this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You were making egg poo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
It's over.